This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This should be awkward.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner testifies to Congress today about the TARP program to buy banks' toxic assets. He'll have to answer questions about this morning's scathing review of the program. A watchdog agency says TARP's plan for a private-public partnership is tilted in favor of the private investigators with, quote, potential unfairness to the taxpayer. In South Africa, the ruling African National Congress is expected to win tomorrow's election. Some investors are worried about the new administration's economic plans. Marketplace's Gretchen Wilson is in Johannesburg. Gretchen, tell us about South Africa's likely next president, Jacob Zuma.
Well, he's a hero in the struggle against apartheid. He's shaken off multiple allegations of corruption. He's supported by right-wing Afrikaners and traditional Zulu chiefs. He was also once a member of the Communist Party, and most recently he rose to prominence backed by the Communist Party and South Africa's Trade Union Federation.
And what kind of platform is he running on?
Well, he's promising a lot to those who feel that South Africa's growth, economic growth in recent years, has passed them by. So he's calling for a vast expansion of government services like free education, free healthcare, and bringing things like electricity and clean water to rural areas. He's also insisting that he's not going to rock the boat when it comes to shifts in economic policy. He's saying that he's going to do all this, but he's going to try to keep that economic policy that spurred South Africa's growth in recent years. But still, international investors and rating agencies are watching very closely to see what happens after he takes office.
And what are those investors and rating agencies looking for?
The investors and rating agencies will look to see how Zuma stacks his cabinet. They're going to be looking to see whether or not he replaces the longstanding finance minister, Trevor Manuel, and whether or not the leaders that he appoints to his cabinet will indicate a shift to the left.
Gretchen Wilson in Johannesburg, thank you.
Thank you very much.
IBM reported first quarter earnings yesterday after the bell. Sales fell 11% from last year, worse than analysts expected, but profits were only down 1%, and that was better than predicted. Major European markets have turned mixed at this hour. Asian shares ended mostly lower. And speaking of lower, the Dow sank 289 points yesterday, down to 7,841. And the NASDAQ and S&P 500, same deal, down a similar 3 to 4%. A group of Hollywood actors will fight a proposed deal with the major studios. The Screen Actors Guild board approved the tentative deal on Sunday, but this faction called Membership First says the agreement would let producers create internet-only shows with non-union actors, and that would open the door to the union's eventual irrelevance.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
If you're a film watcher, you might remember the latest Golden Globe winner for Best Foreign Film, Waltz with Bashir. It's an animated Israeli movie about the 1982 invasion of Lebanon. Like all Israeli products, the movie is banned in Lebanon. But as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut, the film is getting a big audience there.
About 150 people sit on couches and bar stools at this art gallery in Beirut. They're watching the last moments of the film Waltz with Bashir. The screening is illegal, but the police haven't come. Many say they came to see the film out of curiosity, others because they oppose censorship.
When they forbidden you to see something, you just want to see it to have a point of view of what's happening in the world.
That's Mike, a young Lebanese who didn't want to use his full name for fear of being questioned by the police. Mike's friend, Lama Mata, says the film should be banned. Waltz with Bashir focuses on the massacre of hundreds of civilians at a Palestinian refugee camp during Israel's occupation of Beirut in 1982. Lebanese Christian militiamen allied with Israel carried out the massacre as Israeli troops looked on. Mata says the killings are still a sensitive subject here.
We have enough problems already in Lebanon, so with putting these films, we are pushing people to hate each other again and again and to reopen a door that is closing a bit.
The organizer, Ziad, says the decision to screen Waltz with Bashir was about business. He knew the film would attract a lot of attention. That's why he chose it to kick off his weekly screening of art house films.
We needed a very big movie to start the cycle, so it wasn't a very innocent choice.
Ziad downloaded Waltz with Bashir from the internet, but pirated DVD copies are available all over Beirut. This is Shatila, a Palestinian refugee camp in Beirut and the site of the massacre in the film. Ramez Hussari's black market DVD shop sells a pirated copy of Waltz with Bashir for about
$1.30.
People will try to find this film at Virgin Records or other big stores, but they won't find it there, so they come here to buy it.
Hussari says he lost three uncles in the massacre here. Still, he says people should be able to see the film. He says the camp's popular committee, kind of a city council, may even show it at the next anniversary of the massacre. In Beirut, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
And finally, I'm sorry to tell you this, parents, frosted mini wheats will not necessarily make your children more focused. Kellogg's ran this TV ad where bright-eyed little mini wheat squares chirped about their alertness.
Oh, we had a good breakfast, so we're ready.
Gonna be another great year, huh, guys?
You bet your eight layers.
Aye, long-distance high five.
A clinical study showed kids who had a filling breakfast of Frosted Mini Wheat cereal improved their attentiveness by nearly 20% when compared to kids who missed out on breakfast.
Yeah, false and misleading, said the Federal Trade Commission. In fact, only half the youngsters studied showed improved attentiveness, and rarely was it a 20% improvement. Yesterday, Kellogg agreed to settle the case. Kellogg's shares fell 1%, as apparently investors were paying attention. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a terrific Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.